Hey everyone, today I thought I'd talk about spirit guides. I'm an intuitive reader that connects with clients' spirit guides to deliver information, and I thought today I would answer some of the most common questions that I get. So the number one question that everybody always asks is, what's their guide's name? I can tell you that usually they don't give me a name, or sometimes I will get something like, they'll say something like, you couldn't pronounce it, like your human vocal cords can't make those sounds, or they will say, it just doesn't matter. Or occasionally they'll actually give me a name, but it's something that's obviously not them. It's like Bob or Bill, or you can call me John, or some name that just, come on, that doesn't sound very spirit guide like. But I do often get with them that the names just aren't that important. The only time I've ever really reliably gotten a name is actually when I was in a channeling class once, and our teacher actually had us use a Ouija board to get them to spell the name out, which I thought was really helpful, but I've never actually tried it outside of class. So there you go. If you really need a name, maybe try that. They will often communicate in odd little ways. So they will let you know that they're around. You may see flashes of light in the corner of the eye. You may hear little sounds. Sometimes it's like a whistle or something. Usually they will just give you messages kind of in your mind. You'll actually hear them talking to you. It's always ever your voice. They're not going to give you some creepy voice so that it's going to scare you. It's your voice, but it may not be necessarily your words. Maybe you'll hear things that it's just not the way you word things, or it's just not how you like to present information. So what do they want you to know? The most important thing they want you to know is that they love you, that they're never mad at you. People ask me all the time, are they mad at me? Are they mad at me for being off track? Are they mad at me about for the decisions that I've made? The answer is always no. They're not mad at you. They love you. They may see some of the decisions that you've made and want you to do different things because they know that would make you happy. Particularly when it comes to drug use, they will show it to me like a change in your aura or your vibrational frequency when you're using drugs or alcohol or something that's less life enhancing, but they're not judging you for that. They just, sometimes they'll show it to me because maybe the questions that you have are related to that, or they're influenced by different illicit medications that aren't helpful for you. So people want to know how many they have. Generally speaking, what I usually see is between 3 and 5. I would say that the one or two are the guides that you have birth to death. I call them a birth to death guides. These are the ones you came in with and you're going to leave with. And then there's others that come in at different points in your life, maybe to help with certain projects. Maybe you get changed out a guide because, the thing that you're working on is no longer relevant to your life, or you've really shifted directions and you need a guide that is more aligned with that. Some people get some really, really technical guides. I would say my software engineers, I see some very technical and less intuitive, but much more like numbers guides. And they'll show themselves to me a little bit differently than somebody who's a little more artistically inclined. Sometimes that's how I get information about the person, is because I'll see guides that are really like, they're wearing glasses. They're showing me things that tell me more about themselves. So what do they look like? You know what? Some of them have never been human. So some of them don't look like a person. Sometimes it's just colors. Sometimes it looks a little alien-like. Sometimes they'll show me a form because it's important for something that the client needs to know. So occasionally I will see a warrior because it's important for the client for some reason. Once in a great while, I'll see like basically like The Rock, like a Samoan person. I usually see those are when a client comes in who is actually Samoan or Polynesian in ancestry. And because they tend to be a little protective of their own, which I think is beautiful. They also, when I see that, it tends to tell me that the client has had a rough life, because when you see these more protective guides offering the feeling of safety around the client, then that's telling me that they've had a need for that type of protection in their life. So who are they to you? Occasionally, they are people that have been people before. They have actually had a body, maybe even with you in a past life. Maybe you guys were buddies. They got promoted. Now they're a spirit guide on the other side wanting to help you. Maybe you had a particularly difficult mission in life. So you've got a guide that is one of your good friends helping you out. They're on the other side. You're on this side. They do look at our lives and see that our life is harder than theirs is. Being in a body is very difficult. I mean, we have pain, we have suffering, we have emotions that they don't have. We have experiences that some of them may never have ever had if they've never had a body. Some of them are interplanetary beings. We can call them aliens. They're not from around here. So sometimes when you're getting information or guidance, it can be about technology that isn't in the earth plane yet. That's when I see these more technical guides. Sometimes they're a little harder for even for me to connect to because I don't have as much relating to them. I'm not really like that. So it's a little harder even for me to relate to them, but their energy is always a little different. The people ask me, is my guide my grandma? No, not usually. To which I am always impressed that you would think that your guide is your grandma, which tells me that somebody's grandma was much more enlightened than mine. I am very impressed. But most of the time, grannies, relatives that have passed, they can offer guidance, but they're not usually a spirit guide. A spirit guide is usually a higher level being maybe than your relative was, unless you had a relative that was a higher level being, in which case I'm super impressed. But that's not usually the case. Animal beings do offer guidance. They will come in a lot of times for a reading and they'll give messages that are usually different than the spirit guides will give. It's a little bit more about love and they're usually much more practical. They're much more like they need to play more. They need to get out in nature more. A lot of times spirit animals have those kinds of loving, sweet, playful messages and your guides will tend to be a little more specific about some of your missions. So another thing that's difficult is they always want, people want to know what their future is or how can the guide tell them about their future. I want to tell you something. Guides on the other side, time is calculated differently than it is here. Basically, everything's happening all at once for them. So when I'm getting timelines, when is something going to happen? It is rough. That's a lot of times why a lot of psychics have trouble with the timelines because, you know, if you're getting spirit guide information, they just don't see it the way we do. I will usually ask them what else is going on. So if I'm seeing snow on the ground, if I'm seeing, you know, the geese are migrating, okay, if I'm seeing things going on in the environment, it tells me a timeline that will help give some idea when something's going to happen. But a person can also make a different decision. So if there's something that I'm predicting or that the guides are predicting and the person has decided to move to a different state and that wasn't in the radar before, then you can change the direction of the things that are intended for you. So nothing's written in stone. Okay. So how do they connect to us? They love to give information in some very unusual and playful ways. I have been told many times that they like to mess with your radio. I've been told, particularly Sirius XM, I guess it's easier for them to change the channel. I don't know why, but they can give you messages that way. They will also tell the person ahead of you in line at the Starbucks something that you need to know. So if you have a question, just ask out loud. You'll be surprised how many different and creative ways that information can come back to you. Somebody talking about it randomly. You may hear a radio station talking about it. You may just be in line somewhere and see an article pop up on your phone with the very information that you were asking. Guides have a little fun with that. They like to play. They will give you lots and lots of information. Do they show up in your house in a physical form so you can see? Not usually. Occasionally when people are talking about things that they're seeing in their house, I would say that's maybe a ghost. But they usually don't appear even to me that way. But they will show up a lot in creative ways and give information that's generally pretty loving. The other thing I will say too is that spirit guide information is usually not an essay unless you're writing a book with them. If you're writing a book with them, they will give you a lot more. But usually guide information is usually just a few words. It's if they could say something in 10 words, they'll use 8. And a lot of times spirit guide information doesn't have a lot of emotion attached to it. So we will add the emotion later. So if they're telling you, they're not going to tell you somebody's going to die. That's not happening. I mean, they're not going to tell you that. I'm not saying somebody's not going to die. People do. But they will say that if you're asking a question about, you know, should I buy this house? And the answer is maybe it's not the right choice. They'll say it like that. That's not the right choice or that there's something better. They're not going to throw fear into it and say, this house is going to burn down in 2 months if you buy it. It's got bad wiring and bad plumbing. You might get information like that, but again, it's just a few words. We're the ones that add all of the emotion to it and we make it bigger. So the other thing that comes up a lot is people ask in readings for answer to a certain question and they don't get it. They don't get the answer. Sometimes the answer is, we're not going to tell you, because if we do, you'll somehow screw it up. So if they were to tell you that this career that you were working towards, going to college to get, was not going to be the right thing, that you aren't going to like it, you might drop out of school, when in reality, maybe taking these classes leads you to the thing that really is the thing that you're supposed to do. And if they told you that when you were starting the path, it might ruin it somehow. So they don't always answer every single question when you go to somebody, a reader, and get with a pile of questions. They also, again, back to the love, they really just want you to know that you're loved. They really want you to know that you matter, that you're very important to the world. I've heard plenty of times that if us humans knew how hard it was to get a soul into a human body and bring it onto the earth plane, that we would value human life much more than we do. So let's just leave it with that and say, they love you. They want you to know that you're important. They talk to you all the time. You can talk to them. There's no reason to be afraid of them. Typically, you know, 3 to 5 main guides, more isn't necessarily better. I've seen people with one, not very often. Most people have, maybe 3 to 5. Occasionally I've seen people with more. It just means you've got different missions, and sometimes it takes a team and sometimes it just takes 1 or 2 people. So if you have any questions, any general questions, put it in the comments and maybe I will answer it at a future version of this. So I hope it was helpful and I hope you found it interesting. Thanks, guys. Bye.